When you have a passion for your job and dedication to your craft, you'll most likely go above and beyond the call to do what's needed. And that dedication can often create a blindness to some personal risks that you're creating for yourself. Example, you work an extra long day trying to stay alert with coffee or some toxic Red Bull of some sort, only to get behind the wheel to go home. And sure, you're tired, but think you can make it. Well, many don't. While this is a situation which has been historically common at Hollywood studios and New York theaters, location filming, the dangers of driving while drowsy can happen to anyone, and most states have failed to take steps to discourage driving in this condition. My next guest is here with his insights into this issue from the Hollywood side and to detail a solution he's come up with, which has been very successful. Many in Hollywood are actually using it. You know him best from his role as Patsy Weber on Happy Days, as well as a long list of additional credits. He now works behind the camera as a director. Anson Williams, how are you today, Anson?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you very much.
I'm going to give you a website to start off, and we're going to get into this, but certainly one you want to bookmark and take part in what's happening off of it with the product Alert Drops. It's alertdrops.com. Yeah. But what I was saying, and you know, this is a personal note for me too, because I know two people who lost their lives driving while drowsy. One was a disc jockey who, just because DJ Pay was miserable in those days, he worked a full-time 5-day-week job at one station, weekends at the other station, fell asleep behind the wheel and went into a tree. And another one was a pro wrestling referee, which they don't get to travel first class like the wrestlers do. And likewise, going from site to site, fell asleep and met his untimely end. But, I mean, that's the problem. Like I said, we have a passion for what we're doing, so we put ourselves at that risk sometimes.
Well, but it's an unbalanced passion. You know, I don't think people realize just how catastrophic drowsy driving is. And the reason, you know, I'm pretty passionate about it. One, my uncle, Dr. Heimlich, who created the Heimlich maneuver, had the answer how to stop it. But I went through it. Years ago, I almost killed myself by falling asleep. So I know how dangerous it is. And there, just some absolute facts. In 2012, the National Sleep Foundation did a detailed study. And then, there's more now, but then, 168 million drowsy drivers a year. Not 168,000, 168 million, just about half the population.
Wow.
1 out of 5 admitted to falling asleep, so they know it's more. Over 1 out of 5 accidents, more deaths and tragedies than drunk driving and medicated driving combined. It's up there with guns. It's up there with drunk driving, medicated driving. This is something that's tearing families apart. And, you know, in this crazy world today, with so much we feel we don't have control of, this is something that we do have control of that we can stop from happening.
Saw one stat, if you go 18 hours out of sleep and try to drive, depending on your body weight, you're driving with the equivalent of anywhere between 0.05 and 0.07 blood alcohol content. If you try driving after going once around the clock 24 hours, you're driving the equivalent of driving drunk.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, there's a study, like losing 2 hours sleep, I don't remember if it's 2 or 3, but equals to 2 or 3 beers before driving. That's pretty dangerous. You know, that's just 2 hours. So it just shows you, you know, just how dangerous it is. And by the way, you know, when I almost killed myself, and this was many years ago, I was directing a show called Slap Maxwell with Dabney Coleman. And we were filming in the local desert outside of Los Angeles called Palmdale. And it was a very hot day, exhausting day. And in the film business, they have what's called a 30-mile radius. So if you're within 30 miles from the studio, they don't have to put you up for the night. They don't have to pay gas. You know, they save a lot of money. So, of course, Palmdale's like 29 and a half miles.
Yeah,
just barely under. But, you know, so the day ended. I didn't want to find a motel. I just want to get home. Well, I was exhausted, and the next thing I knew, I'm bouncing around in the desert and almost killed myself. Scared the heck out of me, because it just happened. I just went black for 3 seconds.
Yeah, that's the thing people understand. You don't start dozing off or waking up and going to sleep. You basically pass out.
Yeah, it was beyond scary. It's like, whoa. So I happen to be talking to he's actually my second cousin, but I've called him uncle since I was born, and that's Dr. Heimlich, who created the Heimlich maneuver.
Right.
And we've been very, very close for years and years and years. And he passed away a year ago, last December 17th, but he was an expert in how the body helps the body, how a sensory connection of all parts of the body, how, you know, things to do without medication or without harming yourself. He was just a genius at that. And I told him, you know, about what happened to me, and he said, Anson, cut up lemons. When you're going to have a hard day, when you know you're going to be tired, you know, cut up lemons. Keep them with you. He said, when you start feeling that tiredness, that exhaustion, bite into one hard, and explain how the citric acid with the sour lemon hits the lingual nerve on top of your tongue, and the automatic reflex reaction of the body is adrenaline. So, boop, you're up, you're alert, nothing in your system, just an instant reflex reaction every time of your own body's adrenaline. So you're up, you're alert. Now, get off the road and, you know, get some sleep, you know, get yourself out of a tragic potentially situation. So I did that, and for years, I never had the problem again. And during that time, aside from entertainment, I went into the product business, meaning I love finding voids in the marketplace and creating a product that will fill that, will be that problem solver. Whether I did it or I brought a team in that did it, but I really love creating products that really improve people's lives. And that's when I was researching drowsy driving, and I had an idea, and I called up Henry, and I said, I'm not a medical expert by any means, but since you say, you know, with the citric acid and the sour lemon, why can't we create a drop spray with, you know, a powerhouse of citric acid, sour lemon water, a little preservative for shelf life, and just spray it on top of the tongue and feel exhausted? And would that work? He says, oh, my gosh. He said, that'll be more powerful than a lemon, more direct. And, yes, it will save more lives than the Heimlich maneuver. So he inspired me and helped me, and my business partner and I, we developed Alert Drops, which is basically a super-powered lemon in a spray, concentrated. And you start feeling tired, you spray that on the tongue, and boom, you are awake, you are up, and you are safe. And now get off the road and you know, get to bed.
Yeah, that's not the clue to keep going what you're doing. It's like get to the rest area and chill for a couple of hours.
Right, or if you're 10 minutes from home, get home.
Yeah.
Because we found out the average length, everyone's different, and everyone's system's different. But we found the average length 30 minutes to an hour. And if you need a little more, hit it again. There's nothing to hurt you. There's nothing in your system. It's like going to the doctor, and they take the little rubber mallet, and they test your reflexes.
Right.
It's the same thing. When you hit the lingual nerve, you'll get the reflex of adrenaline each time. And so it's very, very, I mean, really, because of Dr. Heimlich's genius, it's very, very simple. And it's already saved. It's stopped so many tragedies already. And the product's been honored by the U.S. Congress and California State Senate and all that. It just means it's been recognized that it's helping society. And so, you know, if people go to alertdrops.com, not only can they can read all about Alert Drops, why it works, how natural it is, testimonials, also educate themselves on drowsy driving. And what I tell people is, if you don't want to get the Alert Drops, at least if you know you're going to be on a long trip or something, have some cut up lemons in your car, and bite into them if you start feeling that exhausted feeling. Bite into them, because that also will be a huge prevention for a necessary tragedy.
But get Alert Drops, because that way you're not carrying around a bunch of lemons, because one of them falls behind between the seats and you start smelling something really foul a little bit later on. you just don't need that stuff happening in your car, your SUV.
No.
I want to mention, too, because I mentioned this in the introduction, a lot of states are ignoring this issue. New Jersey, back in 2003, classified drowsy driving as reckless driving, and someone who perpetrates driving while drowsy and is caught by the cops, they could be convicted if they hurt someone of vehicular homicide. The closest any other state comes to that is Arkansas. They classify fatigue driving as an offense under negligent homicide, punishable by a Class A misdemeanor. There are other states, they can't even pass a bill that creates a drowsy driver awareness day. This is just an issue that is horribly ignored.
It's really, you know, and that's why I thank you for programs like you have that are educating the public, because here we have this major problem. I mean, this is not some lightweight, you know, situation. This is catastrophic. This is, families are being torn apart. I mean, kids aren't coming home. The average age of fatality is 18 to 25 years old. Now, that's aside from who's getting maimed and crippled for life. And by the way, the majority of them aren't the drivers, the people they hit.
Yeah, that's always the case.
Whole families are being wiped out. And it's serious. The politicians, it's not sexy enough. They don't talk about it. The media, my God, they'll put in, you know, they'll dig for another sex scandal before they'll give you any kind of time to bring the attention to the public or something that really is important to talk about. So it does get frustrating at times, but because of you, you know, we're getting the word out there, and then people are telling people. So it's really become a large grassroots kind of trend.
And it is changing this issue is being made more aware in Hollywood too, because while you have producers like that tragedy that happened with the Greg Allman biopic, Midnight Rider, where there was that tragic death of Sarah Jones, who was one of the crew members, and the theory is that people were so overworked, their response time was slow when, don't ask why, but they thought it would be a great idea to film a scene on an active railroad, which I'm not going to put you in a bad position, but the star William Hurt should have put his foot down against that idea, but that's another talk for another time. But you have people like that, which are still going with the 30-mile rule and stretching people to the max.
Yeah.
Because they say, well, we have to bring the film under budget. Well, Clint Eastwood doesn't have a problem coming in under budget, and he has basically 8-hour days, if I understand right.
Yeah, he's Clint Eastwood. See, I've been directing since 85, and I've done over 300 shows. It's a director's responsibility to keep that set safe, no matter what. And it's easy to do if you're prepared and you know your craft. Clint Eastwood is a master at it. I mean, he doesn't work over 10-hour days, and look at the complex films he does. I mean, it's because he has a work ethic. He does his homework. He's incredibly, artistically talented. The combination gives you a very well-balanced work day along with a brilliant result. There was a cover story, front page story in Deadline, which is the industry online newspaper, like Variety Reporter. I mean, and it's all about exhaustion in the film industry, because it's a big problem. And the thing is, they're not saving money, by the way. It's all they're forcing something to get done, and they're actually spending more money. 17-hour days, 18-hour days, that gets very expensive versus a 10-hour day. And they just don't care about, not everyone, but a huge number, don't care about the health of their crew, don't care about, you know, the results of their actions. And there's actually quite a bit of bullying where, you know, basically it's, you better shut up or you're not going to be working. And that's what the article was about, just how dangerous it is. And the journalist, award-winning journalist, did a very detailed research into it. And the one thing that was nice, she actually recommended the Lithrox. You mean it? And, quite a few of the crew people talked about it, just, you know, which was really, really nice that we became part of that and a little bit of help to stop the problem. I mean, that was nice. But yeah, it's been a big problem in the film industry, and almost like the Me Too movement or whatever, it's a new movement of, you know, protecting, you know, industry workers from unnecessary tragedy, too.
Yeah, really is the definition of senseless death, because it could be avoided so simply and with alert drops, a very simple, inexpensive way. And for, you know, like I said, we got it for a change. The laws are done right in New Jersey with driving while drowsy. But if you're listening on the stream in other states within Arkansas and California, where they've also made a reckless driving charge, only the other 47 states are painfully lacking and addressing this issue. So definitely in those states, it would be worth your time to knock on your representative's door and say, this is something that needs to be paid attention to, and the lack of laws, that needs to be changed as well. And as you're surfing through the web, alertdrops.com, because as I said in the introduction, we have our passions. We push ourselves past the red line way too often, and There's a price that you put in front of you that you do not want to pay, and Alert Drops does indeed live up to its name. It alerts you to what is happening, what you're doing to yourself. It gives you the potential to avert something really bad happening. It does it healthy, without drugs, without any risk, without any health dangers, and you get to where you want to go, and you get to a life that you want to lead instead of regrets and sorrow and pain and just tragedies that we see way too often that can be simply avoided with Alert Drops and some common sense. It's a creation of Anson Williams, who's a creative person, as you've seen over the years between his role in Happy Days, other shows behind the camera as well. And Anson, you are making a difference in so many lives. You're helping people realize responsibility, and you're giving them the key to prevention of something really bad happening. Thanks for doing that, and thanks again for being here today.
Well, thank you, and thank you so much for being so generous with your time and echoing out the problem and helping people. Really, really appreciate it.